Coast Radio News for Monday, October 26, 2020. I'm George Henry. While there are still just 31 COVID-19 cases for the Florence area, the weekend saw record numbers of new cases for the state. On Friday alone, the state reported 550 new coronavirus cases. Over the weekend, there were 1,315 new cases reported and 7 deaths associated with COVID-19. The new total for Lane County is 2,381 cases and 197 considered infectious. Lane County is currently one of 4 counties that is on the state's watch list, prompting a new push to residents to maintain social distancing and continue wearing masks. Currently, there are no counties in the reopening phases that have been downgraded, but the danger is present. Lane County's weekend total of cases was 114. There are also currently 18 individuals hospitalized, a number that has doubled over the past week. Port of Siuslaw narrowed down the hunt for a new commissioner to fill the treasurer's seat. Last Wednesday at the board's meeting, the commissioners chose Robert Ward over Ron Caputo and Doug Barrett. Ward was installed as the newest commissioner by a 3-to-1 vote. Board Chairman Terry Dubin said the process was not an easy one.
If the other commissioners are anything like I am, I had a moment of angst just about every day this last month thinking about this decision. It's been that tough of a decision.
Ward fills the seat vacated by Craig Brandt in August. The City of Florence Planning Commission has announced a public hearing to consider a request to annex 48.82-acre parcel of property that sits between Ocean Woods and Three Mile Prairie on the north end of the city's urban growth boundary. The property sits about a half mile off of Highway 101, and one corner of the property meets up at Hasita Beach Road. Benedict Holdings, LLC, are looking to develop the property for an eventual subdivision and residential development. The public hearing on the matter will be on November 10th. That's Coast Radio News for Monday, October 26, 2020.